Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We got Barry the Bugger.
Bugger!
Jerry the Diver here. Guy. And Casey the Tobacco Nut connected via the web today.
I'm here.
And, yes. And Barry. And I said Barry
Walt.
The Bugger.
No,
oh, Walt.
No.
I don't. Where's Walt? I don't see Walt. The Gomez Hilton feed is not connected just yet there, Barry, but you're seeing him?
Well, no, I see him. You don't hear him?
I think you're Walt. Hearing voices. I think he's definitely hearing voices. That's typical of Barry, especially in hour two. That has a tendency to happen. Sometimes it's Jerry the Diver Guy that will hear voices first, but that is, once again, alcohol-induced. So I'm kind of surprised.
Barry, are the voices telling you to do anything destructive?
Hopefully not, other than send Greg money, which is the message I try to get across to them, telepathically.
Check or money order.
Right. But I think we got them all now. So we do have a connection with the Gomez Hilton now as well. So, Captain Walt, come in. Captain Walt DeMartini, are you there?
I'm alive and well. Just returned from the sea.
How about that?
9 lovely ladies on their paddleboards out at the sandbar.
How about really? You were out there with them.
It's a slow day for Captain Walt.
Good point. Good point.
I didn't set up outside because I don't think they're going to get back here until 5:30, and I know you're not interested in talking to me. You'd rather look at them. So,
well, that's not
true.
We would rather talk to you and look at them.
That's true. That's true.
So that's kind of how it works.
Well, speak for yourself on that one.
Okay, I will. I'll speak for me, Jerry.
My future ex-wife's going to be in that.
Okay.
Yeah, she's real interested in giving Jerry some private lessons
okay.
on the paddleboard.
I thought I was going to have to hit the dump button there for a second, but thank goodness.
No. Something about paddling anyway. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, you got to do something.
She
with
wants
those
me
oars.
To do the downward doggy or something.
I think you're confusing paddleboarding with waterboarding.
The love boat.
One day I was walking through the streets of Las Vegas and I saw Jerry get paddled about 8 times. They didn't paddle Greg or myself. They just paddled Jerry. You remember Greg?
I do.
What was his name?
No.
Bubba.
It was two girls in costumes.
That's right. They were doing some kind of like leather bondage thing and had these whips and they were whacking Jerry every time.
They were whipping his hiney.
Yeah.
He's a magnet.
And he seemed to like it. So they do it again and again and again.
And he couldn't sit down for a week.
God,
they never touched us.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of above that.
Well, you know, when you got it, you got it.
Wait, was he wearing the Elvis suit? Maybe that was it, the jumpsuit?
No.
Everything was stowed away as far as I was concerned.
I think they were trying to shoo him away myself. Like, get the hell out of here.
Oh, maybe.
Well, you know, that's a possibility, too.
I don't think so. They were smiling while they were whipping them.
Yeah, okay. Well, that has a lot to do with diving. So let's just keep going and see if we can bring it back to water a little. Yeah, actually, on the backside of our liveaboard trip to Ceiba, we are flying back to Fort Lauderdale.
Nice.
And Jerry and myself are planning a layover at the Gomez Hilton.
That was a world-class seg.
Thank you.
on so, the back side of our trip. Nice.
We are going to experience some of the local entertainment, I guess, or attractions that you have there, and that could be paddleboarding. I don't know.
Paddleboarding, hot tubbing, you know, whatever.
Welcome rum punch, know, that kind of thing. So a little bit of everything. So we're planning a little, you know, get together with Captain Walt DeMartini and the dive god,
right?
Neil Watson will be with us too. So
my hero.
Once again, 2 weeks from today is the plan for the radio show. So from the deck, and who knows, it might finish up at the dry martini.
The deck, Barry.
Yes, just
the
so we're clear.
Deck.
Right. So I'm definitely looking forward to it, for sure. And I've told you about the gear I'm bringing. What about you, Jerry? You bringing anything new to play with while we're on the boat?
That's a possibility. We're working on some sure
ones. That's a loaded question.
Yeah, could be. But it's not. It's not a loaded question.
Customs will let me. We'll have all kinds of stuff to play with.
Well, you know, I'm talking about dive equipment.
Alcohol.
I'm bringing another a piece of gear, hopefully, if they get it to me in time. And you'll hear more about this next week on the show as I talk to Gabriel from Shearwater Research.
A gag ball.
They have this new wrist mount dive computer called the Terek, and it is a phenomenal piece of gear. And hopefully, if things go as planned, we're going to have two of those on the boat next week and share our experience with them. I've seen them at the dive shows, and I've wanted to get my hands on these things, but hopefully that's going to work
super,
out.
They called it a Tesseract?
No, they called it a Terek.
Oh, okay.
Barry. Listen! Listen, Barry! Yep. Listen! So it's a Terek is the name of the Shearwater
Esoteric
wrist mount dive computer. This thing is literally taken over the industry. Because it's about the same size as your standard dive computer, if not a little smaller. Actually, it's actually very fashionable.
We must fight it then.
You must find one of these things. But the screen on it is phenomenal. I mean, it's like one of those OLED things, or what is it? What's the latest technology?
OLED.
Yeah,
OLED. LED.
Yes, and it's super bright. And for someone who has trouble seeing up close, like myself. One of the problems I've had with these wrist mount dive computers, I can't ever read the friggin' numbers. They
the
make
mole.
Them too small. But you have some. They've first of all, the default font doesn't. You know, it's big enough that you can read it right out of the box. But I think you can even adjust it to make it bigger if you needed to. But just the way it is, I mean, I looked. Wow, this is the first computer I've seen that size where you can actually read. You know, the air pressure numbers and stuff and not need your cheaters or something.
So you're
like
saying
that.
It's for seniors?
No, I'm not. I'm saying it's very intuitive. Well, you know, the problem with a lot of the dive computers on the market today is you literally have to bring the owner's manual with you sometimes. They haven't really caught on to the whole iPhone type of approach to kind of organically knowing how to set this. You know, it's getting better. Yeah,
you can't use YouTube to figure it out.
Right. Well, yeah, but you may not have access to YouTube out on a liveaboard boat in the middle of the ocean. And that's very frustrating to me. I've had that happen several times. Now, I do my homework, so I've never gotten caught. But one of the things Shearwater has done is to make this Terek very, very intuitive. And that was their goal out of the box when they designed it, was to make a dive computer where you didn't really need to even open the owner's manual if you didn't want to. You could literally figure it out by just, you know, pressing a couple buttons.
Easy!
Yeah. And so it is very, very intuitive, kind of like the, iPhone of dive computers. And it's taken over. It came out of the tech diving market and now is really starting to, make inroads in the recreational world. And Shearwater,
they cut them out swimming.
Yeah. And, Shearwater, the thing is, that's all they do is dive computers. So it's not like they're part of a big, manufacturer that makes the BCs, the masts, and everything else.
Hoverboards.
Yeah. They don't do it. They just do dive computers. And because of that, they've just, come out from, and just created probably the... what I think could be the best dive computer on the market today.
Sweet.
So this computer is on steroids.
It is, but when you look at it, like say it's so intuitive, it's very basic in the sense that you don't have to be a rocket scientist to use it. You know, you don't have to open up the owner's manual. Very user-friendly.
So you're going
to
put
interface.
It through its paces,
yep.
And give us a full report.
Full report. And, well, Jerry the Diver Guy might have one
on his
wrist, too.
It's going to go through Hades, I'll tell you that.
Why is that?
Well, we're going to put it to the test, brother.
Oh, okay. Because they're actually on the island of Saba. They got an area they call hell.
That's on Caymans, too.
True. But they got one of those kind of formations, a volcanic thing. It looks pretty. Kind of looks like the planet where Captain Kirk and the sea monster guy have a fight. Remember that episode from
Star Trek? The Gorn.
Yes, that guy.
You and Jerry could reenact that.
Well, maybe. We'll do that. We might do that. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba, St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive. So, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're going to check in with Dr. Doug here in just a bit. Dr. Doug Ebersol, who just got back from Interspace in the Cayman Islands. That's coming up on the big show. We did a bunch of rebreather diving. We'll hear all about it. Little Cayman, Bloody Bay Wall. Ever been there?
No.
Casey, have you ever been there, the Cayman, and did that dive? What do you think?
Yes, and it's absolutely takes your breath away. It just drops off into nothing, and
yes.
The coral wall itself is beautiful, and of course, out in Cayman, the water is like looking across a room.
That's right.
Drops off to the abyss.
Gin clear. just to make sure we get that point across to people like Jerry the Diver Guy.
Yes, or crystal clear water clear.
Well, okay. Like I said, I'm talking Jerry the Diver Guy language here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Rocky Mountain spring water.
That would be moonshine.
Okay, that's right.
But
that's
not
right.
Everclear.
Never. But but look, we'll get to that in just a bit. In the meantime, we got Josh from SeeTheCRX.com on the big show with us. Josh, welcome. How are you, buddy?
Busy and good. Thanks for having us, as always.
Yes. You know, Josh is real busy. Not only is he making a prescription dive mask for slubs like me, that I get to take my mask on my first big trip, by the way, next week in Save. I can't wait. Mask looks great, by the way, that you guys produced for me. So we're going to put that through the paces and talk about it here in a couple weeks on the big show. But you actually have a dive center as well. Now, is that this is separate from SeeTheCRX.com or what? What's going on there exactly?
It's not quite a dive center. We're kind of an interesting thing. We are opening, you know, as we have grown, we've moved to our new location here in Houston, and it's kind of half snorkel shop, half, you know, our prescription dive masks, prescription swim goggles, and everything like that. I still am an instructor. We are not acting as a dive center here. We're not going to do any training out of here, but we've got a lot of great dive center partners all across Houston.
Got it. Okay.
Who we do work with.
So you're going to have a new storefront there in Houston.
Correct. Yeah.
People can go in there.
For our local customers to come and visit us. It wasn't really our old location. Our old lab wasn't really conducive to that. But our new location, as we have grown, we specifically wanted to add space for those local divers who wanted to stop in and see us. We definitely have space for them now.
Well, there you go. And that will open a week from today, June 1st in Houston. And what's the name? Is it just SeeTheCRX.com?
It's still the Sea to Sea. Yep. Okay. We're still operating under the same name over here. And like I said, we'd love to see our local divers come and join us to help us break in the new place next Saturday.
Well, there you go. It makes a lot of sense because, you know, something like a dive mask, and if you're having your prescription put in it, you know, they've really streamlined the process to order whatever prescription you have and submit it online and made it very easy. But still, there's, you know, people that want to kind of go there and actually maybe see some of the masks you guys have on display. Like, hey, could you do my prescription in this mask? And that's this new place will give people kind of the hands-on capability to do that. Bless you, by the way. I think we have a weird FaceTime audio connection today. But regardless, correct there, Josh, or what do you think?
Yeah, we have a couple cool toys that we have in store that we don't sell online, and you know, a couple other cool things for our local customers.
Yeah. Hey, what are you doing special for the grand opening next Saturday? Anything other than, like, what, free hot dogs and stuff like that? What are you doing?
I hate to say it, but we've got so much booze and food for next weekend, and you know, we just hope that people come out and help us celebrate, drink, and eat. We don't care if we sell anything. We just want a good crowd. And I hope to not be sitting here for 3 weeks drinking all the leftovers.
Well, I would imagine that if you got free booze, and we're talking about divers, have a tendency to sometimes
Jerry's
drink
on the
fish.
Way now.
Yeah. Free booze, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And I'm right behind him.
Well, Jerry can't. He's going to be on a dive trip with me next week, so... Oh. You have to.
I got all the free booze there, so
that's right. Bad scheduling.
We've got a couple raffle giveaways and things like that for just anybody who attends. So it should be a good time.
Well, I have no doubt. You'll probably post some pictures from your grand opening and stuff up at the website too. I guess maybe eventually.
We will, and there will be a fee if you want that picture taken down. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, we'll hopefully be able to have a good time and lots of pictures and. I said, just, you know, good old time, and we just want to see everybody come out and, you know, help us break in the new place. We're really proud of it. We put a lot of work into it, and because of everybody like you and all our customers that we've grown to what we are.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations to you, Josh, and I wish you
I have a question, Josh.
The most for next week.
No questions.
No questions. Sorry. No, go ahead.
No, this has got a good question.
Yeah, what is it?
So I have a C2 mask from Sherwood. It's the color enhanced lens.
Okay.
Can you all do those goggles?
Short answer is yes. We used to have some issues with the UV protectant lenses, like on the SeaView mask. I'm not sure if yours has that as well, but we've actually now got a special process for those. If it is UV protected lens, there's a little bit more of a fee just because that is a more difficult process for us, but we are now able to do all of those even if they have the UV protectant layer. Normally just the color enhancing, not an issue. But now we can even do the UV protected lenses.
Nice. Yeah, you know, what people need to understand, there's you know, things out there where you can just say, I want this mask and I want a -2, -5, or 3, or 2 or whatever on the other side. And they just pop these generic lenses in. But this is not exactly what you guys do. You guys are very specific to your optometrist prescription, correct, Josh?
Correct. And I mean, there are those people that, hey, you know, you've got a -2 on each eye, no astigmatism. Those pre-made lenses are great for you. They're affordable. Mm-hmm. And that's awesome. You know, and we also do have those in stock for those that fit. But in general, most of us don't fit into those parameters, and we do the custom lenses to your exact prescription, bifocals, Franklin bifocals, whatever it is, even prism correction for those that see double. We do the weirdest and strongest prescriptions out there to help everybody enjoy diving, and that's what it's about.
Well, and I'll tell you, the mask that I have, obviously I haven't had it in the water too much yet, and I'm looking forward to putting it through its paces next week, but just putting it on, I was shocked how sharp everything was. I was like, whoa, this is literally like putting on my regular glasses. And
now you'll be able to catch some lobsters.
Yeah, shut up, you.
So, there goes that
son
excuse.
Of a. Yeah, exactly. There goes that excuse. But yeah, it was impressive. I had never had that experience with even, you know, prescription masks I've had before. So thank you for that, Josh. We'll be talking about that literally 2 weeks from today when we broadcast from the boat using that new mask. And we'll let you go and do your final preparations for your grand opening next week at seethecrx.com. That's seearx.com. Go there, and you have a great Memorial Day weekend there, Josh, okay?
You as well. Safe travels. Happy diving.
There you go. All right, and we got more coming up.
Ah, crap.
On the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It's not that bad. It'll be good. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so that's pretty cool. They got a big grand opening next week in Houston for See the CRX. I wish them the best. Great product. I really do like it so far, so I can't wait to get that in the water and be able to see all the critters and crystal clear vision.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That'll probably come in handy for Bugfest, Greg.
It will, but it won't be the excuse. I never needed an excuse. I've always limited it out. On the radio.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Hey,
Greg. Right.
Today,
I'm listening.
Yeah. Today is our good buddy, Pup Morse, the Scuba right. Cowboy's birthday.
It is. Yeah, we mentioned that earlier. Yeah, when you were here.
See, you know, some of us was trying to stand in line to get alcohol because it's Memorial Day weekend.
And you had to stand in line. What kind of drinker are you? To not prepare
Scuba Cowboy
for
everybody.
The day of.
It takes them like 10 minutes to ring everything up.
Yeah, but what seriously, what kind of amateur is he? What kind of amateur are you to wait and place your booze order the day of?
Check your alcohol blood level.
Yeah, that's bad preparation. That's not
is CJ scanning?
He is. He's scanning. He's doing some backup.
he's backing up.
Mm-hmm. He's backing it.
Well, happy birthday, pup.
Yes. We wish the Scuba Cowboy many, many more, too. So, yeah. I know he's out gigging today.
That'll be 467.32.
Frog gigging.
No, he's playing his guitar.
CJ is the Mel everyone. Blanc of Scuba Radio.
Oh, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
You're the Don LaFontaine of Scuba Radio.
How dare you?
Oh, we have Sweet Baby Love getting ready to call.
What? Who?
Sweet Baby Love.
Yeah, what is that?
No.
That's not Dr. Doug.
No.
Well, who are you talking about?
You'll have to answer the phone.
No, I'm not going to.
She's calling in from Port Clinton, Ohio.
I don't know who he's talking about.
I don't either. Did you pay for her?
He scares me when he does this. He's drunk dialing
us. People from Ohio are dangerous.
Yeah, this is Susie. You know, that's what Jerry's going to do. I ain't picking the phone up. I swear. I ain't doing
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
You know, maybe I can heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure, okay.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm almost afraid to do this, but the phone has rang.
Wait.
No,
wait.
I ain't waiting. I'm going to it. I'm playing dangerous. I'm 888-88 Scuba. Hi, who's this? You're on the air. Please,
Crockett. How you doing?
No,
Greg?
Thank God. I thought it was going to be a drunk Jerry the Diver guy trying to impersonate a female.
No, Pop's got a call.
Oh,
sweet baby love, Stephanie.
What the hell? What are you talking? You're calling the Scuba Cowboy Sweet Baby Love?
No.
No, that's Stephanie.
Well, then what is wrong with... Will you just... Let me just mute him. Just stop it.
Have a drink.
What is wrong with you? Crockett is on the line. He's dialed up. So, Crockett, what's going on, buddy?
I just got back just a couple of weeks ago from the Philippines, the island of Leyte, diving on So Good Bay.
Ooh. Wow. Okay, so that's pretty exotic stuff, isn't it? I mean...
Yeah.
Is that which operation were you diving with? Was that the Atlantis people or
no,
someone else?
No, it was a So Good Dive Shop, and I also dove with Leyte Dive.
Okay, so you're down with So Good
Dive Shop. Yeah, it was. Saw three whale sharks and got to snorkel with three different whale sharks while I was there.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I thought numerous. Those are big animals, but it was. I guess it just depends on the dive site. But one of the things they're really famous for in the Philippines is, isn't it the muck diving capital of the world kind of thing where you see all these exotic critters and stuff?
Yeah, in fact, we saw one called a dive site called Little Lembai.
Yeah.
And I got to see a miniature cuttlefish for the first time, probably about 2-3 inches long is all.
Wow. Okay. Because, they're usually up to like 7-8 inches at least,
Yeah. I saw a different cuttlefish, giant cuttlefish. It was probably about 8-10 inches long swimming by.
Nice. But a little baby. Yeah. Does it just look like a miniature, regular-sized cuttlefish? And that's why they call him that?
Yeah, more or less it looked like it. And he was like just sitting right on the bottom, on a sandy bottom.
Yeah.
And he was just like kind of scurrying along across the bottom.
Now, how do you know it wasn't just a baby cuttlefish as opposed to a miniature cuttlefish?
Well, I asked the dive master, and he said that, no, it was not a baby. That was the full-grown miniature cuttlefish.
Oh, so sorry. So, you just never know what you might see.
You never know. I saw numerous sea snakes while we were there, probably 3 or 4 of those. A juvenile batfish, probably about 10-12 inches tall because they're real tall and real short.
Yeah. Yeah, well, those batfish are one thing, but the you said sea snakes? You saw those too?
Yeah, I got some really good video clips. I got one, and I was like only about a foot away from him. Was all.
Well, did they give you the spiel that, hey, these are the most poisonous animals on the planet kind of thing before you dove down there and potentially see them?
Yeah, he said, look, don't touch.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you literally you have to jam your finger down their throat for them to actually bite you because their jaws won't. They can't literally bite you because of that. At least that's what they told me.
They supposedly got their rear fang and they can kind of gum you to death.
Right. Well, I don't think I'd take the chance is my point. But
done that.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things. All right.
Visibility there was 80 to 100 feet.
Sweet.
And in the low 80s of water temperature. So I was thinking, Greg like this.
Heck yeah, 80. I mean, that sounds like it met all the... how hot was it?
Oh, so hot.
The air temperature was 80 to 85 degrees while I was there.
Okay.
And normal kind of humidity. I mean, it's part of the Coral Triangle. So,
well, isn't it like that year round? It doesn't moderate or it doesn't change a whole lot throughout the year.
No, no. Right. I had the best of both worlds. I went up there and did some diving, but I was also a retired Air Force buddy of mine lives there. So,
oh, sweet. So you had someone that could take you around all the local hot spots and kind of knew his way around. Oh, that's the best way to go for sure. Well, cool.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for the dive report, Crockett. Appreciate it.
Alrighty.
You are much better than a drunken Jerry the Diver guy, I would have to say.
Innocent. Hey, Pup's calling in.
why would he? He doesn't have to call in. He could join us on
Jerry's boss. All right. What? Sweet baby love is Stephanie Drexler. So it's
Stephanie who?
And
his partner.
Oh, well, sweet
baby. You know her.
Well, yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I know her as Stephanie. I don't know her as sweet baby love. This is lingo.
Why are you using pups' names?
Yeah, exactly, Jerry. You're going to get smacked. You know, what's the matter with you?
Sweet baby love.
Sweet baby love.
You know, Greg, in a dive-related topic, I do remember the two cuttlefish that came up to me when we were in Dominica years ago.
Here we go.
Okay.
No, I'm serious. They stopped right next to me, and I know they were talking trash because they were like flashing different colors at each other. I'm like,
those weren't cuttlefish. Those were squid.
No, they were cuttlefish.
Cuttlefish
change colors.
Big,
too,
little tiny.
It's all big cuttlefish.
Yeah.
Little
tiny. Actually, they were probably about, I don't know, they were good. They were good size.
Yeah.
At least a foot long.
Yeah. For you listening at home, they were yay big.
Yay.
Yay big.
Yay. But yay, they are a certain size for sure. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Last time we were in Dominica, I remember seeing the squid. I don't remember the cuttlefish. Cuttlefish.
They didn't come up to you. Cuttlefish.
Sweet baby love. It's the Scuba Cowboys on FaceTime, I think. Pup, how are you, buddy? Happy birthday.
I'm fantastic. How about you, brother?
I'm good. I apologize because Jerry's been rambling on about sweet baby love, and I'm like, I didn't know that was Stephanie's.
I thought, you know what? I thought it was some kind of barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I did too. I was thinking, that was something
that's
else.
Sweet baby butt.
Oh, sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Thank you.
Yeah, anyway, enough about barbecue sauce.
She's the little hippie chick that stalked me on Facebook and talked me into coming down and playing music duo with her down in Florida.
Well, there you go. So exactly.
That's scary. She's
now
a
we know.
Stalker.
All right. Well, she's a
stalker.
She's a great gal.
Sweet baby love.
Just quit, you drunken fool. So happy birthday to you, Pup, by the way. How you doing,
thanks,
man?
Thanks, buddy. I wish we were spending it in Fiji again, but
right.
Hey, I'll take it. I'm up here in Michigan tonight. Well, right now, but I'm on my way back to Ohio. We're playing over in Ohio again tonight.
Right on. Yeah, the Scuba Cowboy and myself have a birthday within a week or two. So we've spent our birthdays together in the Maldives. And where else was it? What, the other one you just mentioned, where was it again? Where were
Fiji.
We? Fiji. Fiji, right. Fiji. So we know how to do it upright, absolutely. But you're gigging tonight in Ohio. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, right across, literally the bay from Putin Bay.
All right,
in Port Clinton.
That sounds awesome. All right, cool. Well, we're planning to connect again, if not sooner, at Bugfest.
Where is
at the end of July?
Jerry had this whole big buildup. Where is Sweet Baby Love?
Is she with you today?
She's right here in the car next to me. On our way to a show right now.
All right, put her on.
All right, put her on.
Jerry's dying to talk to her.
I don't want
to
make any kind of, claims that I can't substantiate, but let me just say this. Last year, we came up to the same area on tour. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember, I'm from Colorado, where marijuana's been legal for a couple of years, right?
Yeah,
right? You're familiar with that. I think you came out to a birthday party or something.
Yeah, I vaguely remember.
You might not remember, but, that's
he doesn't remember
story.
No more.
I have flashbacks,
But last year, we came up, and the first place we played was Canada. Guess what? This year, it's legal now. The next place we played was Michigan. Guess what? It's legal now.
Oh,
come to Florida.
So maybe if you invite us to your state, they'll legalize it. I don't know.
Pop, get down here, man. Bugfest right around the corner.
Hey, there you go.
Virginia, we'll dry you out right real quick.
All right.
It's called Pup the Magic Dragon Effect.
Pup's tour bus is called the Cannabus.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, just tell Sweet Baby James or Sweet Baby Love that she needs to keep you in line, it sounds like to me. Or is it the other way around?
Well, we, We want to talk to her.
It's definitely the other way around. She's the hippie chick. I'm the cowboy.
Right.
Put her on, pup.
Well, and look, we got.
Right, hang on just a second. I got to give her my earpiece here.
Oh, okay. There you
Gross.
Go. You're exchanging earwax. They're close. They're close now. Sweet baby love.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Steph. How you doing?
Hello, sweet baby love.
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. You're celebrating the Scuba Cowboy's birthday today, having a big old time, or what?
We are. We're going to the Overboard in Ohio, and we're going to celebrate there. We're going to play some music. We're going to have a good time.
Right on. Birthday cake and whole thing, I hope, right?
Birthday cake, birthday spanking.
Oh,
all of it.
Hello. Hello. No, we're losing the connection. We're losing the connection. We lost the connection.
Baby love for nothing.
Yeah, all right. Look, we're going to talk about diving in Cayman with Dr. Doug.
I wanted to ask her if she remembers last year at Bugfest.
No!
I went up on stage with him and tore up the congas.
No. She would never remember that. Actually, I do remember that vaguely. I'm having a flashback as we speak. Weird.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Brand new angle, highly commendable.
Seaside rendezvous, it's so fashionable.
Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of St. Eustatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Joshua Daniels, God rest his soul, met him on a Saba trip many years ago. And who knows who we'll meet next week. You'll hear all about it 2 weeks from today. However, I have Dr. Doug Ebersol on the line right now. He just got literally off an airplane from the Cayman Islands. Dr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Nice talking to you.
You got it. So,
okay, see you later.
No, CJ, just stop. All right. So, Dr. Doug, you were over there doing some rebreather diving on Little Cayman for Innerspace, right? The big week-long event?
Right. They moved it from Grand Cayman this year to Little Cayman in honor of the 15th anniversary. And there's actually all the operators on Little Cayman kind of limit diving to 110 feet. So nobody really explored the deeper sections of the wall. So it's kind of a, you know, an interesting thing for people to kind of go over and be the first people to see some of these places. And in fact, they even had us in the newspaper while we were there, the Cayman Compass, the local Cayman Islands newspaper ran an article about the fact that these rebreather divers are over kind of looking at the deeper parts of the wall that nobody had seen before.
Nice. Well, what did you see? Did it look different? Or, you know, the visibility there in that part of the world is usually pretty good. So,
It's very, very good. In fact, I mean, to talk about the visibility, I was also teaching a Trimix course, which takes to 330 feet.
Wow.
And as part of that, we were in a group, and my student and I, he had to do a bailout to open circuit and come up from 270 feet. Hmm. We kind of came up the wall and never lost the group below us. I mean, we were probably 120, 150 feet above them and could still see them swimming below us kind of thing. So, yeah, the visibility is awesome.
Wait, so you guys were at 270 and they were lower than you?
No. We started at 270. They were still there. We started coming up the wall. So our first deco stop was 110 feet. So we stopped at 110, and they were still down right around 250 to 300, and you could still see them below us. So that's kind of the vertical visibility there.
Wow.
Think, Greg.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm bad at math.
I'm jealous.
But you were asking about what's down there. The main thing that's down there, there's not a lot of fish life. But it's just the massive sponges. They're sponges that are 8, 10, 12 feet across because the theory is that maybe it's below the hurricane belt so that when below where the hurricanes would affect. So when hurricanes come through, that part of the wall never gets disturbed. So these sponges just grow to massive sizes. That's very interesting to see. And there's also lots of kind of cutouts and underhangs and so forth that you can kind of explore with lots of coral and so forth. So it's mainly a coral thing at that depth.
Yeah.
So we did have one day, I didn't see it, but one of the other groups were down at around somewhere 300 to 350, and below them saw a hammerhead shark probably 50, 75 feet below them. So he was cruising very deep.
Right. That's what I've always figured is down there, is the big boys, you know?
Right.
And, you know, sometimes you'll be cruising along a wall like that, and you'll see them cruising way down below, and like, whoa, it doesn't look that big from here, but I have a feeling if I was down there another 100 feet
it would look very big.
Yes. And it'd make you potentially mess your suit. But down there at that depth, you probably can't. The pressure works in your favor.
That's right.
Keeps everything packed in. Anyway, so when you were diving, other than the sponges and stuff, you were doing a lot of, seminars and things?
We did. Mainly I was doing recreational diving with my wife. She was with us. So we were staying about 110, 120 feet in shallower. So that was most days. And then a couple of days I did a couple of deeper things, one day down to like 250 or so, and then one day down to that a little over 300 for the drill I was talking about. But great week. They had about 40 rebreather divers plugging Mike Young and Kiss Rebreathers. Over a quarter of the divers were on Kiss Rebreathers. That was good for Mike Young and the company that I work with, Kiss Rebreathers.
Good deal.
And food was phenomenal. If you've never been to Little Cayman Beach Resort, I would highly recommend it. Probably some of the best food I've ever had diving, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all-inclusive kind of packages.
Yeah. Well, they pretty much have to. They're one of the only operators on the island, aren't they?
Yeah, pretty much. There's several, but that's the big one. The company that owns them now owns another resort in Cayman Brac, and also they bought Cobalt Coast on Grand Cayman.
Okay.
And all the diving is done through Reef Divers. Now, we were doing our own thing with the rebreathers, but apparently on open circuit, it's very much a valet service. You never touch your gear. You walk to the back of the boat, sit down, they put the gear on you. When you come up, you can either sit down, they take it off, or you can take it off in the water and clip it to the line, and they'll pull it all up. And each night, they wash everything for you and all this sort of thing. We didn't have that kind of service, obviously, with the rebreathers, but just wanted to plug Reef Divers and those guys because it looks like a wonderful, wonderful operation there.
Yes, they've been around for years, and I've dove with them back in the day. And yeah, they're kind of like a liveaboard operation on land. They exactly. They kind of exactly. run with that same type of pampered type of setup. So I'm definitely a fan. Definitely, we're going to go diving, maybe at Bugfest. But I know we do have some plans to maybe go visit the Red Sea together with Explorer Ventures. You think that's going to happen there?
That looks like it's going to happen. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, we just booked some airline tickets this week, so we'll have more updates for everybody in the coming weeks. Dr. Doug, I'll let you get readjusted after your week of diving in the Caymans, but thanks for checking in about Interspace. Okay, buddy?
All right, enjoy your trip next week.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's what it's about, man. Just having the ball on the water. That's what we're going to do once again 2 weeks from
ball
today.
Ball on the water.
Just stop it. We're gonna have a blast. Just be quiet. I'm trying to speak.
Smoke on the water.
I give up. Anyway, yeah, 2 weeks from today, you'll hear the broadcast from the deck of the boat. Next week's special broadcast, it'll be recorded, but I got a lot of special guests you're going to want to tune in for. So, plan accordingly. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. We're gang!
Downwards,
weather. Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.